WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The new Speaker of the A&M Faculty Senate came under fire for suggesting opening future meetings with what he called a brief, inspiring, inclusive invocation given by a chaplain.
Walter Daugherty compared it to what is done at the state and national capitals. Among those in opposition, Tom Linton.
To pattern our Faculty Senate like either one of the Senates that are in operation either in Austin or Washington now, if that's the guiding light, I think that we are going down the wrong track.
I concur with my fellow senator.
Supporters included Bedford Clark.
I find in this room a palpable hostility to people like me who would like the university to at least recognize the possibility of a higher being in a tentative way, if nothing else.
3 days later, there was an emergency meeting of the Senate's Executive Committee where it was announced there would be no chaplain. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Paid and volunteer fire departments are forming an arson task force. Investigator William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says it's not just about trading information.
Richard Caples, the fire marshal of Navasota, brought the idea to us that we try to put together an arson task force of the local communities. Come together, share our resources, bind together in a larger unit, share training, share education, share our workload.
Bell says Brenham and Grimes County are on board, and they're reaching out to fire agencies in Burleson and Robertson counties. As hurricane season approaches, two free emergency seminars are available to anyone in the Brazos Valley. Jennifer Wigington with the American Red Cross tells Melinda Schrader for sister station Navasota News that this week's mini institute for training is the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley.
It is geared to get volunteers up and running and able to volunteer as soon as possible.
Grimes County Emergency Manager David Lilly says the course will be Friday and Saturday at the BV Cog building.
This mini institute is focused on training people to be Red Cross volunteers to help with setting up shelters and to kind of help you get started. If you've ever been interested in being involved with the Red Cross, this is a great opportunity to come out and to learn what it takes to be a volunteer.
A second seminar will be next Saturday in Anderson. Registration information for both is available online at WTAW.com. Last year, a Texas law requiring voters to show a picture ID was struck down by a federal judge. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court voted 7-2 against a similar law in Arizona. A former president of the League of Latin American Citizens, Hector Flores of Dallas, hopes that will send a message to Texas lawmakers that voting and immigration are federal issues and not local matters.
More than not, the Supreme Court has been ruling that way, and we're happy because we, it seems like we have to resort to pursuing litigation in order to get the Constitution applying to the protected classes in this country.
Flores says the laws in Texas and Arizona are both aimed at Hispanic voters. At the State House yesterday, the Texas House Redistricting Committee rejected proposed changes to the state's political maps. That pushes any final votes to a meeting of the full House later this week. Democratic lawmakers representing minority districts suggested several changes to the temporary maps to avoid any future court cases, but the Republican majority on the committee rejected all the proposals. Minority groups complained that the temporary maps deny their communities full political representation. There's still no determination of what caused the fire that triggered the explosion in West. That was among the statements given to state lawmakers yesterday.
Investigators are running out of explanations. State Fire Marshal Chris Keneally says they've ruled out natural causes and so far electrical too.
You know, the golf cart itself, the golf cart charger. So those things are still in play. And I can't tell you that we'll ever be able to not have a undetermined ruling on this fire.
There are 16 chemical plants in Texas similar to the West Fertilizer Company and 129 total with 10,000 gallons of ammonium nitrate. The House Public Safety Committee has asked the fire marshal to develop an online registry of their locations. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And last night, the 911 dispatchers who received more than 1,000 calls the night of the explosion were honored at a national conference. That does not include the dozens of other calls handled by Waco police dispatchers on non-emergency police and fire lines. WTAW News time is 8:11. It's 78 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Track 915B zero-turn mower. That's 5 years of fast, easy mowing with an offer that can't be beat. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 73113, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's a 12 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
We have a weak cold front moving southward across the state this morning. Some showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it, and they may head our way. Sunshine today, but watch for thunderstorms later on. High temperatures near 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, then clearing 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly sunny, 95. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, clearing tomorrow night, 75. It'll be mostly sunny, hot Thursday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, we haven't had a Kristen Stewart story in like forever.
Ever.
You know, what's she been doing? Apparently, Kristen drowning. She broke up with that, what do you call it, guy? What's that other guy? Pattinson? What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Robert Pattinson. Right?
Robert, yeah. Pattinson.
Anyway, drowning her sorrows in wing sauce and suds. Feature Perez Hilton.
That's a country song if I have ever heard one.
Perez Hilton featured photos of the newly single Twilight star posing with a bunch of waitresses at Hooters in Amarillo. What is she doing in Amarillo? Can you tell me that? I mean, just...
No.
Okay. Trying to get back on track or something.
I suppose that's probably right. Willie Nelson, by the way, going to be firing it up for Independence Day, his 40th annual 4th of July picnic. You know, he did it here 1 year.
Firing it up means a whole different thing,
yes,
when it comes to
it
Willie
does
Nelson.
It'll be happening at the Fort Worth Stockyards. He'll perform along with Gary Allen, Randy Rogers Band, Chris Christopherson, Ryan Bigham, and many others. There'll be food trucks and a whole bunch of vendors and all that kind of stuff. Willie'sPicnic.com if you want tickets, okay? Got to bring your own weed. Okay. That's terrible. 8:14, let's do Jethro Trivia this morning because Leah's here from the Humane Society and Anna's here from the Chamber. How are y'all today, ladies?
Good morning.
Okay, here we go. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. It asks a simple question about pop culture, recent current events. It's fun to play. Soon we'll have prizes, but not yet. Today's topic: hand over the remote and nobody gets hurt. The U.S. has been trying for years to get Colombian drug gangs to put down their guns and abandon the drug trade. Well, they think they have finally found a way to reach them by delivering the message of peace through what? Is it A, show tunes, B, pole dancing, C, soap operas, or D, the Home and Garden Network? That's HGTV. So once again, the question is, the Colombian drug lords, they're asking them to put down their guns and abandon the drug trade. They're trying to get the word out to them. What are they doing to deliver the message of peace? Is it A, show tunes, B, pole dancing, C, soap operas, or D, the Home and Garden Network? Kevin, you're first.
I'm going to say soaps.
Soaps.
Telenovela.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right, Kat.
That's what I was going for, too.
Oh, it's soaps. Okay. All
but
right.
But telenovelas.
Leah.
Yeah, I'm going with soaps.
Wow.
As well.
Okay. Well, Anna, be the one to go in another direction.
Yeah, I can. I'm going to jump off the cliff.
Okay.
We're going to go with soap operas.
All right. There we go. It's soap operas for everybody. And actually, the answer is soap operas. They are huge in Latin America. So the U.S. Army is creating a 20-episode soap opera, or telenovela, with the characters that convey anti-violence messages in, quote, furnished functional state institutions.
I mean, seriously, there's nothing violent about that bee.
No, exactly. Like cocaine through an hourglass, so are the days of our lives. All right.
Wow.
Thank you so much. What's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, you got me off track.
I'm sorry. Okay, we have you. I know you miss your daily soaps.
Just watched that special. It was about Escobar and the hippos and Colombia
exactly.
and so forth.
Yep.
And it was all about the hippos. So I'm thinking about the hippos.
Okay, I got you.
Anyhow, we don't have any hippos.
Good.
We do, however, have some things that are probably close. They eat enough.
Yeah.
Well, we have some large breed dogs. We still have Simba the Chow. And it's not even a Chow mix. It's a Chow.
Oh, really?
He's a beautiful dog. Great dog. He is heartworm positive, but a low positive. So it's going to be easy treatment. And we do provide you, up to $250 of treatment for that animal. And a lot of the vets in the community, when they hear, okay, it's a shelter dog, they call that good. So it's a great opportunity. He's already been neutered. He's a lovely tanny color. He fits the name Simba. He just pretty much looks like a little lion.
That and a black tongue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so great opportunity there. And he's been with us now since April, I believe.
Oh, my.
So he just hangs out and is kind of, I think he's starting to think he lives there. So knows the drill in the morning, what he's doing, where he's going.
Yeah.
He has the tidiest, cleanest kennel around.
Oh, my.
Because he knows exactly what the drill is. So great opportunity there for someone. If you're looking for something a little smaller, but maybe still in that shade of golden, we do have a couple of retriever mix puppies. There's only two left. So you need to come by quickly and snatch them up. We are definitely having more puppies come in on a daily basis, and we're trying to get puppies into foster care. We're definitely in need of fosters. And people are willing specifically to foster mamas with puppies or pregnant cats or mamas with kittens, but are at this very moment we do have two litters of puppies that need to go out. One actually was just born yesterday. So
were you born yesterday?
No,
you know, people say that.
Oh,
no.
I see. Yeah.
That's what I'm... sorry.
Got it.
So
they need to leave as soon as possible because they are definitely going to be healthier if they get out of the building quicker. So if you ever for more information or interested in foster care, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. We also have cats. We have cat specials for the month of June because it is Adopt-A-Shelter Cat Month. We have 9 lives for $9. That's 9 adult cats for $9 adoptions. And as they get adopted, we add another to that list. We also have kitten doubles, so 2 kittens for the price of 1.
It's the crazy cat lady starter set.
It is.
Get ahead of the game. All right. So, if they want some more information on all that stuff,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, and we will be out at Producers Co-op this weekend for their annual rabies vaccination. So check out Branton out there as he's selling your county tags, because county tags are required for every dog, cat, and ferret in Brazos County.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot. That's Leah from the Aggie Lane Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as mentioned, Anna's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Great. How are things at the chamber?
We are wonderful over there. First of all, we would actually like to give you a big thank you for all of your color commentary.
Oh, well, that was fun.
Friday night at our community softball classic. Mm-hmm. And what you may not know is that a portion of those proceeds are going to our area 100 club. And so if you guys out there didn't get a chance to come by the softball game and make a donation, you've got another chance this Thursday at our area McDonald's, and it includes those in Navasota as well. They are also having a profit share from 11 to 2. Any purchase that you make at our area McDonald's, they're going to be donating 20% of the sales to our area Brazos 100 Club as well. So that's a good way for you guys to give back to our first responders. If you didn't get a chance to come, photos should be up today from the game. We had a really great time, and we're looking forward to doing it again next year. So again, that's Thursday at our area McDonald's, 20% to our 100 Club. Also on Thursday, we have our business after hours, and this month it's going to be at Brenham National Bank, which is just down the street here, or road, I guess, from you guys. We'll be there from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and that's, again, at Brenham National Bank. We look forward to seeing all of you guys there. As always, it's free for chamber members and prospective chamber members, so grab your business cards and come on out. On a side note, our community leadership briefing will be postponed until the fall. So if you've already registered for that, you can contact the chamber about either getting a refund, or we'll hold your reservation until we actually have the event. Mm-hmm. And a couple of save the dates. We have a lunch and learn that we are planning for Tuesday, July 9th. And again, those are free. You can see more information about that on our website. We've got Ladies Night coming up, sponsored by Pepsi. We were able to lower the ticket cost this year, so individual tickets are only $50, and we actually have tables of eight for as little as $400. So we have given a bargain price for those tables, and it's going to be a really fun event. Sail away to Ladies Night.
Again, there are more stories that come out of that than any other chamber event, so you wouldn't want to miss it.
I want to tell you more, but I can't.
Yeah, there you go.
More information, you know, what we can share is on our website about that. And we are also looking for nominations for our Community Impact Awards. If you happen to know an African-American, American Indian, Asian, Hispanic, or a women-owned business that has contributed to our community in any way, we would love to have those nominations. And you don't have to worry about any criteria other than that, because we will vet them once you give us the nomination. So just give us a call at the chamber if you know any of those businesses that have had an impact on our community. We've got a couple ribbon cuttings this week. Today we'll be at Open Door Realty at 4:30, and tomorrow we'll be at the new College Station Med Plus over on Barron Road at 4:30 as well. We, as always, want to thank our Platinum member. The spotlight this week goes to First Victoria Bank. And if you need any more information, you can find us at bcschamber.org or give us a call at 260-5200.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
That's Anna here from the chamber as well. We visit with these folks on Tuesday, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
New numbers from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
Yeah.
New home construction picked up last month. The government reports groundbreakings for houses and apartments rose nearly 7% in May. The increase was not quite as strong as private economists expected. There was little inflation at the retail level last month. The consumer price index rose just 0.1 percentage point in May. Big retailers say business was up slightly last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales edged up 0.3 percentage point from the prior week. Sales were up 2.5% from the same week last year. We were slightly more generous last year, but charities are still struggling. A publication that tracks donations says a full recovery to pre-recession levels is probably 6 or 7 years off. Giving USA says individuals, foundations, and corporations donated more than $316 billion to charities in 2012. Stock futures are still higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
At RV Station's huge pre-4th of July sale in Bryan, they make it easy to take your family camping. Why a pre-4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might actually want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July the 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28 BHS bunkhouse. This one's got all the options for you, folks. It's just $18,995. Stock number is 1546. If a motorhome is more your style, get a brand new Jayco Red Hawk Class C double slider. This will allow you to travel in style, and you take $19,500 off MSRP. It's just $67,995. The stock number is 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check them out online at rvstationonline.com. Take a vacation at RV Station. Your family fun starts right there. Visit rvstationonline.com today.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the studio with the good folks from Moody Gardens. We've got Joss Buckley and Amber's here, and we've got a friend that we're going to talk to here in just a minute. But first, you guys got a lot of stuff going on this summer.
Yeah, it's summer break, so it's the perfect time to come down for a family getaway, and that's exactly what we offer at Moody Gardens in Galveston Island. When you're crossing the causeway, you can see us, giant pyramids off to the right side, and we're an educational family tourist destination.
Well, and last time we spoke, I didn't know you guys are nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're 100% nonprofit. In fact, when you find our website, it's moodygardens.org. And last year, we were able to take $30,000 in send that towards conservation efforts for penguin conservation, coral conservation, really great causes.
So theoretically, then, when you're playing golf and you're at Moody Gardens, it's for charity.
Bingo. See? See, that's exactly the way to look at it.
Now, you've got, what is this that you've got with you? It's Amber's here, and what is the little critter?
This is Draco. He is an Asian water dragon, and for the guests at home that can't see him, the best way I can describe him is that he looks a lot like a green iguana, except he's smaller. Green iguanas get to about 6 feet in length as adults, and these guys only get to about 3 or 4 feet.
And for layman, he looks like a dragon that would eat your face off, just smaller.
Draco is one of our animals that you can find in our rainforest pyramid, and we actually have free roaming water dragons in the rainforest pyramid.
No kidding. So yeah. Theoretically, could you touch one?
You could. You shouldn't. We don't encourage people to touch them.
I'm just checking.
But you could. They are that close. The way that it is set up is that it's a free-roaming exhibit, meaning all the animals except for the predatory ones are allowed to just exist in there.
Well, that's good, because you don't want the predators flying around.
No, then other things would start to disappear, and it'd get messy, and, you know, that would just not be
good.
That'd
be a show, though.
It would be. I mean, the slogans experience life. They would definitely experience some life and death.
You guys do have like a ton of stuff, though. I know in the rainforest you've got a lot of stuff, but not only that, you've got the other pyramids. So it's not only like going to a zoo, but it's, you know, there are other cultural type experiences that you can have while you're there.
Yeah, we have our aquarium pyramid, which is the largest one, and it houses 1.5 million gallons inside. And we have penguins, seals, sharks, everything you can imagine. And then we have three theaters on premises. One of them is our MG3D Theater, which is the largest screen in Texas, shows a lot of really awesome films. And this summer, backed by popular demand, is Dinos Alive with animatronic dinosaurs. They're life-size, and they move and they roar, so it's fun for everybody. And this is also the 25th anniversary of our Palm Beach. Our Palm Beach is the only white sand beach in Galveston. We actually shipped that in from Florida. And since it is our Silver Summer celebration, we're having a concert series and fireworks every Friday and Saturday night right there on the beach.
And I'm sure all of that is online, so if you want to see who's playing when.
Yes, that's at moodygardens.org, and you can book a room at our Four Diamond Hotel on there and also purchase tickets at a reduced price.
Can you set up tee times as well? I know I keep going back to golf, but I enjoy playing golf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. And we have one of the top-rated public golf courses in Texas seated in Paspalum for all you golfers out there. So we're always in great shape because the seawater is natural.
It's just perfect for that. Josh, thank you all so very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Amber, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It's done when the A&M Board of Regents and the Corps of Cadets meet. The idea of opening faculty senate meetings with an invocation given by a chaplain was suggested by the body's new speaker, but it's been rejected.
Walter Doherty said part of becoming a better faculty senate was acting and looking more like a senate on the federal, state, or student level.
A larger purpose is for us as senators to model one of our core Aggie values, namely respect.
Doherty said he consulted with three former speakers. A fourth, Clint McGill, was opposed.
We're here for serious business, and we don't have to have some religious presence of any sort, as far as I'm concerned.
A supporter, Bedford Clark, asked opponents who's hurt by an invocation.
Because there is a predominant secular bias in academe, people like me are made to feel very small.
The Senate's executive committee, which had considered the idea, met 3 days later and announced there would be no chaplain. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The second of two free emergency preparation seminars run by the Red Cross this month in the Brazos Valley will prepare local folks to volunteer during the upcoming hurricane season and beyond. Grimes County Emergency Manager Dave Lilly tells our sister station, Navasota News, that they can't help communities recover without volunteers.
What we want to try and do is harness that interest and that energy that folks have to try and help their neighbors and train them in ways that they can actually help more specifically.
Lilly says the seminar next Saturday will be in Anderson and will focus on search and rescue and points of distribution.
Anybody that attends this free emergency preparation seminar will walk away with a free emergency kit that you can take back and add to your home kit. It has basic essentials such as a flashlight, batteries, duct tape, things that you can use, you know, to respond to an emergency in your home.
The first seminar, which covers other material, will be this Saturday at the BV Cog office in Bryan. At WTAW.com, you can find registration details for both seminars. Meanwhile, representatives of fire departments in three counties have formed an arson task force. William Ballas of the Bryan Fire Marshal's office says they continue to recruit, in part to keep tabs on possible suspects.
Oftentimes you'll have somebody, a criminal will move from one local community close by to another, and so a case that's happening down there may have been a case we just worked up here and that they just simply moved down the road a little bit.
Bell says training is another part of the sharing of resources that will be part of the group effort. There's still no official cause for the fire that led to the explosion in West 2 months ago. State Fire Marshal Chris Keneally addressed a House committee yesterday.
We'd rather have a final determination on a fire. We'd be doing an injustice to say it's something when we're not for sure. And so that's why the NFPA document provides that classification as undetermined.
The House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee told Keneally and other officials they'd like to see a state website where the public can easily find the locations of 16 fertilizer plants the same size as West. Lawmakers say a model could be based on the online map showing where registered sex offenders live.
Election maps for the state of Texas approved by the legislature are one step closer to the governor's desk following a bumpy ride through the House.
The ride began in late May.
We've outlined a time frame that hopefully will get us in and out within, you know, a week to 10 days.
House Committee Chair Drew Darby a bit overly optimistic. Five statewide hearings and 3 weeks later, the frustration has been mounting for state reps and Fernia Thompson.
That I don't know what in the hell this call means. I don't know what in the hell was in the governor's mind, and I don't know what in the hell is in the attorney general's mind.
And now an unfortunately timed bathroom break left the Republicans one vote shy of passing their own maps out of committee. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The United States Supreme Court used a Houston case in a ruling issued yesterday that what you don't tell a cop could be used against you in court. A murder suspect who was eventually convicted answered some questions before he was read his Miranda rights, but remained quiet when asked if a shotgun he had access to would match up with the murder weapon.
It's not that the police want to go out and arrest him. They want to go out and get statements from these people and not put them in custody yet, because once they Mirandize them, they have the right to remain silent, and that is it.
Constitutional law expert Gerald Treese from the South Texas College of Law says this is a big victory for law enforcement. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 79 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
When your memories matter, let Specialties Photography print your special moments. Specialties offers quality photo printing from your images. They also handle black and white imaging, photo restoration, prints from slides, wallet size prints to poster size prints, all at an affordable price with customer service you won't find at a big chain. When your memories matter, make it Specialties Photography. Specialties Photography is your locally owned, one-stop photo print shop. Call 696-9898 or visit them online at specialphoto.com.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends, beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463, extension 234, to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE, extension 234.
For many people, this time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus Bulbs. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus Bulbs. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman is your one-stop source for all of your outdoor battery needs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Good morning, it's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Here's some numbers.
We have a weak cold front moving southward across the state this morning. Some showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it, and they may head our way. Sunshine today, but watch for thunderstorms later on. High temperatures near 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, then clearing 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly sunny, 95. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, clearing tomorrow night, 75. It'll be mostly sunny, hot Thursday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, the rain's pretty well glommed up now between Austin and Temple. And so, and that's due west of us. If it just moved due west, that'd be great. But don't worry. I mean, right now it's magically stopping at Brazos County. I know that never happens, but
happens. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah. Okay, I think we did it during this segment yesterday. The answer from Miss Utah in that scholarship pageant, in case you didn't hear it, we'll replay it for you. And then kind of a defense of this young lady.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to figure out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Utah. Thank you so much.
Okay. So now Linda Holmes writes yesterday. Okay, first, she was asked by NeNe Leakes, who first became famous on the Real Housewives of Atlanta before warring with Star Jones on the Celebrity Apprentice, and therefore exactly the person to whom we would entrust interrogation on major policy issues.
Yes, that's my first go-to.
Yeah. Now, not to put too fine a point on it, but what kind of simultaneously A, dumb, and two, impossible to answer question was that? First of all, it was three questions rolled into one. What does she say about the 40% of homes and women the primary earners? What does it say that women earn less than men? Or what does it say that we allow these two factors to coexist? And second of all, what does it say about society? Not what kind of help do families need to make ends meet or something like that, but NeNe is asking, again, about this? Because she's an authority on it. I think this is the kind of stuff, Linda Holmes writes, that I studied, 20 years longer than Miss Utah USA, and I've been trying to think about it, and I have no idea what should be said if somebody asks you a question so moronic on live television. So, back in her defense. I like
that's,
that.
That's fair.
It is. It is. And again, I had no idea who NeNe Leakes was, but anyhow.
Oh, you're not up on your Real Housewives?
No, no. It says she's not in the news for being dumb. She's in the news for being bad at spontaneous but convincing balderdash manufacturing because it's fun to watch a carefully orchestrated spectacle crash on the rocks. She is not a dumb person. She's bad at public speaking. If she was good at it, nobody would have ever heard of her.
True.
And so that's Linda Holmes with her take on that. But it was fun to run.
I like the balderdash line.
It was balderdash. We don't hear nearly enough balderdash. When most people feel a headache coming on, they reach for an aspirin.
Oh.
Oh, what were you going to say?
A lemon or a cucumber.
Could you explain that to me?
It's if you will kindly turn off the crickets.
Oh, well. The crickets, they're union crickets. I can't cut them off.
Well, I'm a union explainer.
They have to run 17 seconds. Okay. All right. Lemon and cucumber.
Yeah. If you eat cucumber, it's supposed to help. There's a chemical in it that helps relieve a headache. Okay. And also, if you cut a lemon in half and kind of massage your temple with it, it's supposed to help also. Something about the smell sort of, I don't know if it gets your, opens up those capillaries in your brain or something that helps you to feel better. You.
Well, a lot of people use aspirin. I'm just saying.
Well, all the people who crickets.
Yeah, if you don't have your lemon with you, we'll put it that way, okay? Anyway, but headaches and migraines have been treated with medication so much lately that the term medication overuse headache, that's right, it's an MOH, has now evolved. Isn't that nice? We now can call it a medication overuse headache.
It's because all those people don't use lemons and cucumbers. Yeah.
Well,
that's why.
That's it. According to the magazine Massage Today, okay, MOH refers to headaches that won't go away after a person has used proper drug treatment. So, Kevin, Kat, what do you think Massage Today would recommend to get rid of a headache?
Well, gee, Starbucks?
No, a massage.
Oh,
dadgum. Two separate issues, studies on the issue of headaches and massage suggest massage therapy is a reasonable alternative to drugs.
Well, it depends on what the source of your headache is. If you're sitting strangely and the muscles in your neck are, I'm making it with my hands, but I can't think of the word.
Okay, all right.
Contracted.
All knotted up. Yeah.
I can see how a massage would help that. Hey, why not have a massage and a Starbucks?
Well, a massage is just, you know, and again, I'm a fan. Massage is a good thing. One small study found that after 12 massage sessions, patients reported the intensity and the duration of their headaches were reduced. Okay, once again, it's in Massage Today magazine.
Right.
What makes you think that they would tell you, I did 12, and again, and I'm not...
How do we sign up to be a study participant? That's what I want to know.
You go. And I'm not ripping on massage therapists. I am not. But when we talk about a dozen sessions, and they're probably, is it fair to say, $60 a piece? Okay, and then maybe you got a tip in there, so they're $70. Let's just go with 60. Okay, 12 sessions is $720. That's pretty serious money.
But they're probably also improving your quality of life
there
and
is
getting
no,
toxins
there
out.
There is no doubt that they do. There is no doubt that they do. And maybe what they're trying to say here is that this can be something that will, in fact, prevent you from getting headaches. Hello.
Yeah, I think I got over-medicated last night. I have a bad headache.
Thank you. And again, yes, and again, that could well be.
As the boys told me a couple weeks ago, go home and drink some coconut water, sir.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
That's right, coconut water. Will
not
work.
That I would know.
That's what the boys told me.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. So Mom told you that breakfast was the most important meal of the day, right?
Actually, Kellogg's told me.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, Mom and Kellogg's have told you that. New research suggests that skipping the first meal could, in fact, fuel insulin resistance.
Ooh.
An abstract presented at a conference on the Endocrine Society. Oh, boy, those guys are fun. Reveals that women who miss breakfast showed greater spikes in insulin and glucose levels after lunch. Not eating breakfast was also associated with significantly higher levels of free fatty acids before lunch and then occurring afterwards. Researchers say that skipping breakfast over time could lead to insulin resistance that could progress into type 2 diabetes. Just eat, okay? I mean, here's another. just eat. It's okay. It's all right. Doesn't have to be a lot. Just eat. Because the story right under that has to do with how we're embarrassed to go shop for swimsuits. One could be associated with the other, I'm guessing, but nonetheless, it's probably
you're jumping to conclusions, Scott.
Yeah. A street artist who runs Toronto, Canada's only graffiti merchandise store.
Okay.
My goodness.
Sounds
I had no
cool.
idea it existed. Is taking a stand against bad graffiti. Calls himself Scam, SKAM. He says, people hire me to go over the vandalism because if they go over it with a blank wall and blank paint,
it gets painted again.
That's right. Within 24 to 48 hours, you got the same problem, which is bad graffiti. So that's probably not a bad deal. Scam, again, knows his stuff. He is a design school graduate.
Yeah, he pays people to go graffiti, so he gets paid more.
So sure.
Literally scam artist.
Yes, his work will be featured in galleries, and he has collaborated with brands like Louis Vuitton and Google, and his shop carries high-end European spray paint in 24 colors.
Hey, hey.
Okay. So what? Do we have connoisseurs of graffiti now who'll go up and go, oh, that looks like such and such, you know, which costs, what, $49 a can? I mean,
if I were going to do something illegal, graffiti would be it. I've always had this little desire.
Got a little itch for graffiti, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
It's here, it's new, and it's now open. Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center on East 29th Street in Bryan. Aggieland Spectacles, formerly Flanagan Spectacles, is up to date with all of your favorite and fashionable eyewear. Discover Silhouette, Nicole Miller, Harley Davidson, Vera Wang, and many, many more. Eager to serve you with their signature friendly service. Over 25 years optician experience. The all-new Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center. Open Monday through Friday, 776-6269.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
8:52, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The 2013 National Concrete Canoe Competition begins on Thursday at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
It's absolutely fascinating. I love watching that thing.
23 teams from around U.S. America will compete in competition, which provides students with the practical application of the engineering principles they learn in the classroom, along with important team and project management skills. And I'm guessing A&M's not in the field this year. I went to look. The SEC is represented, though. University of Florida is there, and Mississippi State is there. But, and of course, Illinois. That's one thing to make sure you're always there because you host it, right?
Yes.
But at the same time, I mean, the University of Nevada, Reno is there. UMass is there. Michigan Technological University. I don't know who they are.
Other MIT.
Yeah, the other Cal Poly, University of Washington. Coming from Texas, though, the only one is the University of Texas at Tyler, which is okay. You know, that's and what they've done is their boat. The picture of it, it says Tyler Made. You know, like Taylor Made. You've right. seen that logo, except it says Tyler Made on it, which is pretty cool.
That's clever.
Now, while concrete has become the most widely used building material in the world, it remains a mystery to many. However, the use of concrete in floating vessels is not new. In fact, the history of the concrete boat dates back to 1848. That's when Joseph Louis Lombot built a thin-walled reinforced concrete boat for use on his estate in France. Concrete, I guess it's Le Beau then. Concrete was also used to build barges during World War II to replace the scarce steel supplies that we had, so we needed that.
The Mulberry Bridge that was built during the D-Day invasions, that entire port was made of cement.
Oh, cool. See, we don't think about that, but it works. So we'll let you know when
got
we have
the results.
Got my
World War II geek on
there
right there.
There you go. Yes, sir. A paper published in the journal Nature reports that some water that had been trapped 1.5 miles below the Earth's surface in Canada for a long time, 2.6 billion years. Next question is it drinkable? The answer is not really. But a sip won't kill you. One of the paper's authors, Barbara Sherwood Lawler, said it tasted terrible. much saltier than seawater.
No, but, I'm guessing she said terrible A because it was in Canada.
A, that's right. Oh, terrible A, yeah, doing that. And while we're talking about Canada, a Canadian man made an astonishing archaeological discovery in his backyard. Ken Campbell lives in Ontario. Okay, just of Ontario. That's pretty big. Digging a hole for a fence, came across a 400-year-old skeleton of an indigenous woman. Yep. Of course, then the government forced him to foot the $5,000 bill for the archaeological survey.
Oh, my gosh.
You're kidding me.
How does that work?
Because it's Canada.
It's not his fault. That's the reason their health care is cheap. Yeah, make guys.
It's not like he's going to benefit from having some dead broad in his yard.
Want to taste the best Big Burger in town? Head to Copy Bridge Bar and Grill, celebrating over 20 years of serving Aggieland the best Big Burger in town. And Copy Bridge has been voted the best burger in the Brazos Valley for over a decade. And for those of you with smaller appetites, try the quarter pound version of the award-winning goodness and enjoy happy hour all day on Wednesday at both locations. While you're there, try one of their new menu items, guaranteed to satisfy hungry Aggies. Find Copy Bridge on Harvey and Welburn Road, both in College Station.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arendtsdds.com. That's ArendtsDDS.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan. We're closer than you think.
Allen Honda celebrating customer appreciation days. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CRV, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CRV if you are a current owner of an 03 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. Visit Allen Honda for details. Now's the best time to buy during the customer appreciation days at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, move the junk food to the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading list, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain Summer Reading Program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn bookworm bucks. A summer full of reading and a store full of books. Come on, let's grab them a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out details at halfpricebooks.com or at your neighborhood Half Price Bookstore.
I'm Chris, and I found my fight at Aggieland Fitness Dome. An hour of cardio with kicks, punches, and other mixed martial arts movements to get my body where it needs to be. I need group kick, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Kick the hustle and bustle of every day and smack your frustrations with group kick. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes still. Maybe 95 every day this week, it looks like. Chance of rain probably already passed us by for today, about 76 for our low. Well, let's see what we have here.
What?
According to a CNN poll, 50% of U.S. Americans say they don't believe President Obama is honest and trustworthy. Whoa. 50%. But hope and change, right? Hope and change. All right. Have you kids been talking about Vine? Do you know about Vine? You may not be familiar with it, but your teen is. Vine brings 6-second videos to Twitter. And one thing Vine does is allow you to start and stop recording so you could create, I guess, very short movies. Now rumors are circulating Facebook's Instagram will be adding a video feature soon. So if your kiddos are talking about Vine, we're just trying to keep you plugged in so you'll know what that's all about.
Good to know.
Yep, you can sound like you're hip like your kids, okay? Yeah.
No, right. Don't get confused and be like, oh, yeah, that ivy thing.
Oh, yeah, I know what vine is. We'll get out there and we'll kill some of that vine killer.
Kudzu.
Yep, got it. That's it. All right, so let me see. On this date in history, in 1948, Columbia Records introduced the long play phonograph record. I don't know why, but I thought it was older than that. Played 33 and a third, you know, which is pretty good because long before that, we were doing 78.
78.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. You always hear about Napoleon meeting his Waterloo. Mm-hmm. Today's the day. 1815 is the British and Prussian forces kicked his butt.